Council, are we ready? Ready to get started?
I think so.
Yep.
All right, everybody, we're gonna go ahead and get started here. I want to welcome all of our guests, all of our staff. Council, thank you so much for being here tonight. The time is now 5:33, so I will go ahead and open this up. Our first item on the agenda is our invocation. If you would, please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity to serve the great city of Woodway. We thank you, Lord, that you have placed us in a position to make decisions. And so, Lord, because of that, we ask for your wisdom tonight. Lord, we want to do things that bring you honor. We want to do things your way and not our way. So, Lord, would you show us, as we go through the agenda tonight, the decisions we need to make, which way we need to go. Would you guide us so that we can accurately bring you glory, and Lord, that we would do the best for the residents of this wonderful city. Father, thank you for your goodness to us every day. We thank you, Lord, that you are with us, that you walk with us, and that you guide us through every single day. Lord, tonight, I want to just lift up the Keyston family to you right now. I ask, Father, that you'd be with Dave, his whole family, as they mourn the loss of Cheryl. God, thank you for all that Mr. Keyston has done for this city. Thank you, Lord, for all that Cheryl has meant to her friends and her neighbors in Woodway. And Lord, I just pray for comfort for them right now during this tough time. Thank you, Lord, for her legacy. We thank you, Lord, for bringing Dave to our council. And we ask you, God, that you would walk very closely with him in the days, weeks, and months to come. Thank you, God, once again for this opportunity to meet together. We ask for your blessing tonight. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, at this time, if you're able, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We're now moving into our public comment time. The City Council would like to invite citizens to address the Council on any matter, including items that are on the agenda, except for public hearings. Those are going to have their own separate time. Comments related to the public hearing will be heard when that specific hearing starts. We ask that you please limit your comments to 3 minutes per Resolution R87-11. Council is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item that's not listed on the agenda. When you're called to speak, we ask that you please state your name and address. And if you're speaking on a specific item on the agenda tonight, please state that item before beginning your comments. Thank you so much for your cooperation and understanding. The podium is now open for anybody who'd like to address council. Come on up. Yes, sir, if we get your name and address, please.
Okay, so Jacob Henry, 2144 McLaughlin Road. So 3 minutes I have here. I will try to condense down to something understandable, but I will say that I've just been getting into the city council thing around town, you know, trying to be more active politically. But something I've noticed in my own community that has changed, coming here, it's really nice to hear you see the Pledge of Allegiance and the prayer to our Lord and Savior. However, I come to find that maybe some of the decisions that have passed here, you know, unbeknownst to me or many people, do not align with the values of our prayers, of our Pledge of Allegiance. And maybe some reframing of those issues is necessary. So I speak on the subject of the flock cameras that we've seen come in. I don't know if anyone's ever talked to y'all about that or done this, but I know it's not a two-way conversation here, of course. However, there is a reasonable aspect of privacy that you forfeit as you go into the public property, right, onto the road. And since last 20 years or so, passing of the Patriot Act, data collection has been a thing. We've all known that. And personally, I don't have a problem with data collection. If someone has done a crime and you need to investigate their data pathways on the internet, what they've been doing, great. Understand what they've been doing. Is it exactly fair to say, even if you haven't done a crime, that we'll still have all of this information on you? And it's not just your license plate taken, a picture of your license plate taken as you pass into Waco or go back out of Waco. The data that it connects to goes to about 274 different identifiers that connect to your phone and every part of your life. So my questions is, where is this data being stored here? We have Flock cameras. Is it being stored locally, or is it being a subscription service that's being stored in a cloud, in a data center somewhere? But we don't actually have any power over how that data is really used. And as someone that's worked with tech companies and sold cybersecurity products to them, cybersecurity, privacy, technology has been something I've been passionate about. So with that being said, I see this as an infringement of rights, because I'm personally of the belief that my government does not need to be taking my photo unless I've done a crime. I think everyone can get behind that.
Thank you. Time's up. Okay. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Your comments are recorded. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Anybody else to address council, please? Yes, sir. If we get your name and address, please.
Oh, Scott Giddings, 1140 Woodland West Drive in Woodway. And I'm just here tonight observing and keeping track of the fee schedule. I have been very active the last 6 months with pickleball and the activities at the center, and the growth there has been incredible. And my only concern is, and we've talked about this, is be careful. You know, we've grown it to where sometimes there's 30 people there playing pickleball. You know, I'm there Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday mornings. And the crowd is growing and doing well. I understand fees, I understand costs, but I'd tread easily. And if I'm seeing we've lost half of our people because of the fees, I'll be back in 6 months and saying, hey, I think we need to reconsider this. So tread lightly. I know you've already adjusted kind of what the costs are going to be. But we've grown there, and other programs have grown there. It's really doing well, and I just want to chase off all of our neighbors. You know, I know they're shopping at HEB and our local grocery store, so there's some sales tax coming back to the city in a sense, but I know everything's costing more, and we're getting less money from the government or from the state. But I'm here just as a concerned citizen. And for all of our friends that are playing up there, and especially the seniors, that we tread lightly on those fees. Thanks.
That's great. Thank you, Mr. Giddings. Anybody else, please? All right. I will close the public comment at this time. Thank you all so much for your comments. Really appreciate it. Moving on to item 4A, this is a public hearing on an application to develop and site development plan in a planned district, an office addition, being all of that, called Lot 2, Block A, Woodway City Offices addition to the City of Woodway in McLennan County, Texas, located at 250 Sharon Drive. Okay, I'm going to open the public hearing at 5:42, and this is the same way. If there's anybody to speak in favor of this item, the podium is open for you to share your comments. Anybody speak in favor? Yes, ma'am, if we get your name and address, please.
My name is Michelle Asensio. I work for Sterling Cap Architects at 2416 Columbus Drive.
Thank you.
Columbus Avenue, sorry.
Columbus Avenue, got it.
And I'm just here to assist in anything that we could in answering questions.
Thank you so much.
My name is John Eaton, and I'm with Sterling and Cap Architects also at 2416 Columbus Avenue, and just here to help with any questions y'all may have.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Anybody else to speak in favor? Okay. We might have some questions for you in the next item, so don't go too far. All right, anybody speak against? All right, there being none, I will close the public hearing at 5:44 p.m. Item number B is discussion and consider action on the application to develop in a planned district, an office addition, being all of that called Lot 2, Block A, Woodway City Offices Addition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 250 Sharon Drive. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, any comments on 4B?
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Just brief comments. The city staff has requested that the applicant be present, which they are. They have also, the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on February 24th, 2026, and are recommending approval of both the application to develop and the application for site development. No further.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Manager. Council, you've got the information in your packet there. Do you have any questions for the manager or for our developers here? Looks like a nice building. Mm-hmm. Really, really nice. Is it okay for me to ask my question that I've had this whole time?
I don't know. What is it?
About the garage. Oh. Is this the one with the garage?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that okay? Yeah. Okay. I'd love to. I've seen this plan for a long time, and I love it. I love the way it looks. Really, really nice. I'm just curious about the garage. I know you don't have to tell me what it's for or whatnot, but was that intentional? Is there like an exotic car collection going in there or something, or is it just for looks?
I think it's up to our client to answer that question.
Okay.
It's a garage to store cars.
Okay. We don't normally see garages in commercial lots, so that's what like this. It looks very, very nice. So that was my only question.
Yeah, in addition, it appears to have lifts so they can stack the cars.
Okay.
So.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, Mr. Wilson, would you mind speaking to that?
Myself on here. Yeah. All right. My name is Brad Wilson. Address is 7021 Flagstone Circle in McGregor. And I'm the owner of the building, and they're here helping me do this. So the question is, what's the garage for? Well, the initial idea of the garage is to have covered parking for me and my employees. I kind of like the idea sometimes of being able to go in there. Like yesterday, I know it was not a work day, but bad weather days, I'd prefer to have my cars in a garage. The lifts are on there actually as, I didn't actually intend for those to actually be on the drawing because those are not initially going to be installed in there. I want to make sure that there is room for those. I do have a couple of cars that I would like to have stored in there potentially, and I want to make sure there's room for them. Okay. But it's not going to be a mechanic shop or anything like that.
Okay, great. Yeah. Thank you. That was all. That curious minds wanted to know.
Sure. There you go.
Particularly mine. Because we normally it was just a very, very nice building, and I was curious about the garage. So
it is lovely. We're happy to have it.
Any other questions or discussion? All good? All right. I guess I'll entertain a motion on the application to develop, please.
I move that we accept the application to develop.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Council. All right, we got one more to go here. 4C is discussion and consider action on the site development plan in a plan district, office addition being all of that called Lot 2, Block A, Woodway City Offices addition to the City of Woodway, McLean County, Texas, located at 250 Sharon Drive. Motion to discuss, please.
Move to discuss.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Anything further on this one, on the site development?
No, sir.
Okay. Council, any questions, discussion?
No.
When's the hopeful opening date? When are you hoping to be in business? I'm just curious. Yeah.
I'd like to start pushing dirt tomorrow.
Okay.
They're in business.
That we want.
They're just expanding.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like when this new building would be.
It's already open. The garage part is not there yet.
Okay.
That's what's being pushed
for. Got it.
Including kitchen.
Got it. Got it. All right, if there's no further discussion, I'll call for a motion.
I make a motion.
To approve it?
To approve it.
Okay.
Second.
Moved and seconded, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it and the motion carries unanimously. Bless you.
Thank you.
Okay. That's it for the public hearing on this item. Thank you guys, congrats. Yeah. You're welcome to stay for the rest of the meeting, or you can go have dinner. So, good choice. Thank you. Item number five is discussion and consider action on resolution R2606, amending the City of Woodway master fee schedule regarding utility convenience fees and Woodway Family Center facility usage and rental fees. Do I have a motion to discuss?
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, your comments on number five, please.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. The background information for this item is the attached R-26-06, which is the master fee schedule with proposed amendments as marked, which is page five, reflects a request to delete the convenience fees, which was a credit card, debit card fee of 3%. This fee was added to the master fee schedule for utility billing transactions in 2025, but has not yet been implemented. Page 8 reflects the changes and additions to the Woodway Family Center rentals, membership, and usage fees that were discussed by the council at the February 23rd, 2026 regular meeting. And that is all.
I was wanting to know more information about the 3% fee not being implemented. I'm not complaining, but I was just curious as to when that shifted, because I remember discussing that and that it was going to come into effect.
That's exactly my question.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so anticipating some of these questions, mm-hmm. I have a convenience fee summary that Brenda provided for me.
Okay.
I'll just read it in its entirety because it'll make more sense. Since fiscal year 21, bank service fees have increased 123%. In 2025, the city incurred over $170,000 in bank service charges. $159,000 or 94% were related to utility billing. To offset these rising fees, the city elected to pass a 3% convenience fee on all card transactions. This was set to take effect on November 1st, 2025, when we officially switched our card processing company. In August of 25, the customer service department began notifying residents of the upcoming charges and offered alternatives, including ACH bank draft. Over 500 residents switched to automatic bank drafts. Because of this effort, we have seen a 39% decrease in service charges. As of 2/28/26, we have incurred $46,000 in fees compared to $75,000 as of 2/28/25. There's also a table here that goes back to 2021. Additional explanation is prior to implementation, we began receiving numerous complaints and concerns from residents regarding the legality of charging a convenience fee on debit card transactions. City staff paused the implementation until we could further investigate the concerns and work with our new processing company to remove the debit card convenience fee. Unfortunately, the processing company advised that they are unable to differentiate between a credit card and a debit card transaction. Additionally, city staff reached out to our water rate consultants to see if other municipalities charge convenience fees. They advised that their clients do not pass on these costs to the consumers, but rather include them in an overall cost of service. Therefore, the city decided not to implement the fees and instead include these costs in future water rate charges, which we've yet to discuss.
Thank you.
But that's coming soon.
Okay. Thanks.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you find that, in fact, or do you even know that the debit cards, that is not a legal transaction?
That's right. Yeah.
That's correct, right?
You're right.
Okay. Thank you.
So we're going to absorb that 3% on credit cards or just on debit cards? All transactions.
We've got water rate case studies coming. We've got failing meters across the city. That'll be part of that discussion. There's going to be a lot of future use and consumption conversations. I think we're going to try to bundle everything into one, under one canopy, so we can check all the boxes at the same time.
Part of your question, I mean, there is no 3% to absorb on a debit card. That's why that's an illegal transaction. So adding 3% and collecting after you use a debit card, there was never, it's only on the credit card that there's a 3% fee.
That's what
the system can't differentiate.
They can't tell the difference between the two, so we're absorbing something.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And my question is, while I'm not complaining, I also know that somebody's got to pay for that. So are we going to be, I'm sure Brenda, she's not here, but I'm sure she's factored that in. We're not going to get in any, trouble with having to cover all those transactions.
Right.
I'm very happy to hear, though, that even going through the process brought awareness and so many people signed up for the automatic draft, and we have decreased those fees in that way.
Yes, ma'am.
That's great.
I'm impressed by the staff's, the way they handled the entire transaction. They investigated it, they handled it, they came to an appropriate conclusion. So kudos to your people.
Well, thank you. As a lot of Brenda's department, city secretary, a lot of people had a hand in it. Thank you.
Anything else on the master fee schedule?
Well, are we going to be talking about the family center at all?
I think this is it.
Yeah.
Okay. This is, yeah. So if you have your questions about it, now's the time to ask, Councilman.
I'll wait that time. I think
all the fees for the Family Center are exactly what we talked about last time. I don't see anything different here.
May we ask, Jimmy, is there anything that needs further clarification that's different from what we discussed last week? That
everything's the same as discussed, is it correct? To answer Mr. Giddings' question earlier, the fees that you're cutting right now are reduced. They're less than the fees that were previously approved. So the price did come down when we looked at what we were offering and compared it to what other services were out there. I did change those to what you see today, and they are less than what was previously approved. And I think the plan is in 6 months, come back and let's take a look or sooner if it's something that's glaring.
That's great. I apologize. I wasn't here.
That's right. That's right.
So
that's
That's what I kind of wanted, where I was thinking about going. So that answers my question. Thank you.
Yeah. And obviously, there's very crudely one-lined and highlighted, but that will all get edited together in the new version. This is just for your ease of.
Yes, of I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. It's very visibly pleasing.
Yeah. One thing.
Yeah, I appreciate that we came down on some of that because I thought that was a little, I thought the initial might have been a bit much, so I'm glad we brought that down.
Yes, sir.
I thought you guys did a great job.
And Jimmy, this is very clearly explained that it's for non-resident use only who have these fees.
Currently, what you see in front of you, non-residents will be the only one paying a fee. Residents won't have a fee as far as the memberships.
And yeah.
Rentals
are different. Sure, sure.
Incurred. There's a rate for a resident and a rate for a non-resident. The membership
That's all I just wanted to be sure is that they knew that these fees don't apply for memberships to residents.
At this time, we do acknowledge that eventually that may need to be the case. I just always want to keep that in the conversation.
And we don't really know the percentage of non-residents until we got the card, right?
Correct, until we have some data. We're still doing pen and paper, so it's probably 55% resident, 45% non-resident. It depends on the activity. It kind of goes back and forth.
Okay. And can you please remind me when we're going to implement the cards and everything?
I believe it was at 6 weeks was the...
Okay.
We'll go ahead and start doing registrations. I think that's going to be the most difficult thing. We'll start getting memberships created before we charge anybody, any of the non-residents, and then now in 6 weeks we will implement that fee for those non-residents. But everybody, regardless, resident, non-resident alike, has to get a membership, and it probably takes 5 to 10 minutes per person to set that up. And the number of people we serve—that's a lot of time. So we don't want to have this log jam at the desk until we've got a lot of people registered. Then
absolutely.
It'll take some time.
Great question. Thank you. Yeah, you know, you look at these fees, you know, and they're like, okay, they're not that much. You know, you and I can probably swing these, no problem, but for a lot of people who don't have steady incomes, that's a lot. So I do acknowledge that we have to keep the fees as low as possible. Yeah, come on up here, Jimmy, just so the mic can catch you.
And that is, we're gonna tailor our fee structure so that we can meet the requirements of Silver Seekers programs and Medicaid programs. That so, even if you're a resident or non-resident, if you have those policies, you can qualify and they'll pay for your membership. So YMCA does that. So we approached them 2-3 years ago, but because we weren't charging fees, we never went forward with Silver Seekers. So that'll be something that will be working towards so that nobody, even if you're not a resident, you can still apply for Silver Seekers and your membership's paid for. So
that's
so
wonderful. Yeah.
I have a question. I'm a little confused under the party event rental C, because if you go over to the right side, it says $50 per hour resident, $70 per hour non-resident. Yet underneath it says 50% discount for Woodway employees, not just residents. I see. Never mind.
So the resident is already receiving a discount. So the way that it's just phrased in here, it's a fee for non-resident, but essentially the resident gets a discount.
Yeah,
$20.
I just didn't see the word employees. That made sense.
No, no worries.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate it. Thank you. Councilman Whitby, are you good? Okay.
Yeah.
I know you weren't here when we talked about all this, so I want you to get all your questions answered. No, I just want you to get all your questions answered.
I'm good. That was they both answered. I didn't have to say anything.
Excellent. All right, Council, if there's no further discussion or questions, we can have a motion on item number 5, please.
I move to accept the fee schedule, the master fee schedule.
All right.
I second.
Thank you. Mr. Ruby, could you just include resolution R2606 in your motion?
I moved on from the...
I know, that's the same.
Okay, I moved to approve resolution R26-06, amending the City of Woodway master fee schedule regarding utility convenience fees and Woodway Family Center usage and rental fees.
Thank you.
I second.
Thank you so much. It's been moved and seconded. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the resolution passes amending the City of Woodway master fee schedule.
And Keisha, thank you for that graphic.
Yes.
Yeah, very nice.
Very nice.
I give you some applause.
Very, very nice. All right, item number 6 is discussion and consider action on acceptance of certification of unopposed candidates and on ordinance 26-01, declaring unopposed candidates in the May 2nd general city election to be elected to the office and canceling the election. Análisis y consideración de las acciones sobre certificación de candidatos sin oposición y sobre la ordenancia 26-01, declarando candidatos sin oposición en las elecciones generales de la ciudad del 2 de mayo del 2026, que serán elegidos para sus funciones y cancelando la elección.
Show off.
Okay.
Know.
How about
Amen.
It's first time reading it an item in Spanish. It's very hard to switch from the English to the Spanish. I want you to know.
I'm impressed.
Okay. Motion to discuss, please.
So moved.
It's been moved.
Seconded.
Thank you. Mr. Manager, any comments on number 6?
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I'll be able to give the top English portion, but I'm going
to have to
defer back to your language skills. Right. So, certification of unopposed candidates. According to the Texas Election Code, Section 2.052 and 2.053, the authority responsible for having the official ballot prepared, the city secretary, shall certify in writing that a candidate is unopposed for election to an office if, were there to be an election held, only the votes cast for that candidate in the election for that office may be counted. The certification shall be delivered to the governing body of the political subdivision as soon as possible after the filing deadlines for placement on the ballot and on the list of write-in candidates. On receipt of the certification, the governing body, by order or ordinance, may declare each unopposed candidate elected to the office.
Thank you, sir. That's great. And, Mrs. Secretary, I need to read the ordinance. Is that right?
You need to read the caption.
The caption. Okay. Before we take the vote. Right? Okay. Okay, thank you, Mr. Manager, for those comments.
That piece.
I'm not going to read it in Spanish this time. I'm going to keep it in English. Okay, so just for clarity, this ordinance is will declare the May 2nd general election to be canceled and the following candidates to be elected for a 3-year term. Those are Meg Wallace for Ward 1, Place 1, and Kyle A. Kriegel, Council Member at Large.
Who are both here tonight.
Both here, yes. Welcome.
Very nice.
Welcome,
very
folks.
Nice.
Excited to have you with us in just a few short months. All right, is there any discussion or questions or anything before we move on this? No? Thank you, sir. Okay, I will call for the vote, but before I do that, let me read ordinance 26-01. This is an ordinance declaring unopposed candidates in the May 2nd, 2026 general city election elected to office, canceling the election, and providing a severability clause and providing an effective date. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it. The motion carries unanimously, and ordinance 26-01 is passed. Yay. Wonderful. Yeah.
Congrats.
You don't have to put out any signs, nothing.
That was the goal.
That was the goal. Congratulations. Okay, very, very good. Well, the only other thing left here is the consent agenda. So, Council, you've got the consent agenda in front of you. Those are items 7A through B. Is there anything you'd like removed for separate discussion?
I do not.
Nothing? All right. If we're not moving anything, then we'll move to item number A. Do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I move that we approve the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. Ayes have it, and the consent agenda is approved as written. Okie dokie. Mr. Manager, you're up next with your city manager's report.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Well, most of our employees and vendors and their families were out for spring break, so it's been a pretty slow time. But seeing as how we are having a meeting next Monday, we'll bring something good for you then. But I'm going to hold off. We don't have anything newsworthy at the moment.
We like it quiet, Mr. Manager. Don't feel like you have to bring anything super exciting. We like it. We like it nice and quiet. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Any questions for the manager on anything? Great. I do have a question, but this may be a Mitch question related to infrastructure. Are we still good with the sewer line being done this month?
That's the exciting thing for the next
one. Okay, we'll wait till then. Okay. Oh boy. All right. I'm going to bring my heart medication for next time.
The mysterious Mr. Davis.
All right. Item number 10 is the city council reports. Do we have any briefings or updates from?
Well, the P&Z met last week, and they did an approval of the final plat of Tanglewood and had discussion and considered action on the final plat, and they made the motion to carry unanimously.
Great. Thank you for that update. Is there a meeting tomorrow?
Pardon me?
Is there a P&Z meeting tomorrow?
No.
No. Okay.
No, because they had it last week.
They had it. That's right. That's yeah. Right. That's right. That's right.
Everybody's schedule.
I forget. My schedule's so off. All right. Thank you. Ken?
Woodway Youth Commission will be helping with the Woodway Dog Day coming up on Saturday. It's from 9 to 1. There'll be microchipping and... As I understand it, Officer Kniester has a lot of stuff planned to happen with that. I think they've got vendors, I think the food truck as well. So it's going to be a pretty good size event, and we've got a number of the members already offered to help. So look forward to that. And unrelated to that, I did want to brag on our city employee Russell, our meter reader. Friends of ours from church, Story knows this as well because she got the text. They blew a tire at the intersection of Bosque and Estates recently, turned into the City Hall parking lot to get a checkout. Russell came, ended up doing most of the work to get their spare tire put on, and they are very thankful and grateful to his kindness and wanted to let the council know.
Way to go, Russell. That's awesome.
That guy is a
team. Who knows?
I agree.
We had a broken water line. It was up the street from me, and him and I were on our knees elbow deep trying to fix that thing. And he stayed right there with me without being asked. It wasn't his water. It was the homeowner's water. The guy is outstanding.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
So anyway, yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
All right.
As far as the Parks and Rec goes, I think if you guys remember the last time we talked about Parks and Rec, and I was here, that what was that, a year and a half ago? I had not brought my notes with me, and it was a fairly robust meeting. They had a fairly extensive discussion about events, you know, what they might do, what we might do for events from a Parks and Rec. They talked about maybe a medical fair, health fair.
Mm-hmm.
They'd like to have a health fair table at the farmer's market on the 26th of March. So I think that's probably something that they really want to talk about. They're wondering if we could supply funds for table skirts and banner and a banner for Parks and Rec for that those kind of events. So that's something that was talked about. They want to know if they can use personal money to for some of these items at these mm-hmm. events. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming they can if they choose to. Is that right?
That's going to involve more than one department.
That's something we'll have to put on a future agenda to make a decision, though.
Okay. Whether or not, you mean the...
You're welcome to bring it to everybody's attention.
You mean the where they spend their own money or the banners?
If the council's going to make any kind of decision or discussion around it, we just need to put it on the next agenda.
Okay, that's so fine. That's one of the things that they talked about. And then there is the roof in the restroom at Activity Park. They said that it's in really bad shape. So if we can, if there's somebody that can look into
just
that.
Just give it to Adam. Let Adam know about it. Yep.
Roof at Activity restroom at Activity Park.
Buck stops here.
It's all yours.
I'm riding fast.
How are your roofing skills?
Where's Activity Park?
I don't know.
At the lake.
Okay. So anyway, that's all I had for that.
It's a great update.
Yeah.
Thank you. No, it really is. Thank you so much.
Well, it's amazing what happens when you bring the notes with you. I don't look like an idiot.
Not at all. We'll chat about that, the financial thing that you need for them next time.
Great.
Get you that answer. All right. Muy bien. Anything else? Okay, if there's nothing further, item 11 is adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Moved?
Second.
Moved and seconded. We are adjourned at 6:16 p.m. Thank you, Council. Thank you, everyone.